Greetings, this is Pastor Bill bringing you News in Focus. This one is from QCOnline.com, and it is called Christian Science Mounts Conflict Resolution Sermon. And the reason I'm covering this is because I am in our second week of Christian Science coverage in our World Religions class here at Berean Baptist Academy, and it's a class where I currently teach 16, 11th, and 12th graders. There are two classes, four Bible classes from which any 11th and 12th grader can pick. You have our remedial for our newer students. We have our basic Old and New Testament survey that you have to take a year of each, basically. And then after they've done that, juniors and seniors can pick either a class dealing with apologetics or worldview with Pastor Dave, depending on which class he's teaching. And then, or else they can pick, if not Pastor Dave, they can pick myself. And 1 year I'll teach world religions, and the next year, church history. And so we're in world religions, and we're covering Christian Science, which is a religion. The closest one to us is in Southern Pines, which is about 45 minutes to an hour away from here. And we're in our second of 3 weeks of coverage just before we go on Christmas, Christmas vacation. So this was posted November 14th of this year. Maleen, a Princeton-educated, former labor union organizer, and Christian Science convert, will discuss ways to resolve conflicts with a spiritual approach on Monday. Dr. John Tyler of Pittsburgh will give a free lecture at 7 p.m. Monday, and it gives the conference center location. His lecture will be sponsored by the First Church of Christ Scientist Moline. For information, call this or email this. Local sponsors generally stay pretty low-key, Dr. Tyler said in a telephone interview. This is an attempt to make themselves better known in their community. Dr. Tyler has degrees from Princeton University and the Institute in Paris. I don't even know how to speak French, so I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. According to the promotional materials, he taught political science at Princeton and the University of Pittsburgh before becoming a Christian Science practitioner and teacher. So their itinerant speakers are called practitioners, okay? Science practitioner. Dr. Tyler, who was baptized Episcopalian, said seeing an aunt's recovery from traffic accident by using Christian Science methods led him to it. He says, I think Christian Science brings a unique experience of what Jesus meant, for example, in a Sermon on the Mount, especially in how we can use prayer to accomplish our objectives, he said. Dr. Tyler bases his ideas on the Bible and from the book Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by Christian Science founder Mary Baker Eddy. I have a copy of that right here on my desk. I'm reading through it right now. I suppose, like all religious works, this has several printings. The one I have is copyright 1906, and it was renewed in 1934, and I'm reading through it so that I can be a better understander and student of that particular world religion that numbers in the tens of thousands in their adherents. In any case, people attending his lecture will explore prayer-based action and how we can get involved in healing conflicts in our own lives and for the world. From century-old divisive national conflicts to a family fight, I will give individuals the challenge to choose a person they love the least and come to the point where they can love that person. There's nothing worse than someone who holds a grudge. They need the ability to overcome that, if only for medical reasons. So now you see there's self-interest in forgiving. And, you know, Jesus wasn't opposed to that. Solomon wasn't opposed to that. This is just a short recording to reacquaint you with this world religion. Now, the nature of this world religion is very simple. It's basically an illusionist religion. Let me identify that. Let me read what that means for you, an illusionist religion. This is from Norman Geisler's Baker Encyclopedia of Christian Apologetics, and that was produced in 1999, and here's how it defines it. Illusionism is the belief that the world only appears to be real. Our senses deceive us. The mind or spirit is the guide to true reality. Christian Science is pantheistic and illusionist. Illusionism solves the problem of evil by denying its existence. Illusionism affirms God and denies evil. A modern form of illusionism in the West is Christian Science, says Norman Geisler. According to Mary Baker Eddy, evil is not a real entity, but instead is a false perception. It is the error of mortal mind. Christian Science maintains that God is truth and that there is no pain in truth and no truth in pain. Sin, sickness, and death, therefore, are mortal illusions that do not exist. in reality. So, if you want to know what this guy is going to teach at this Christian Science Symposium, then you're going to hear that he is going to basically argue for the non-existence of certain issues. And so, I don't know, you probably see things like this in the Matrix movie, which I cannot officially recommend. There are some objectionable things in those movies, but the idea is that every part of our world that we experience is in every way fictional. We all exist. It's very Platonic if you're up with the Greek. All things that really exist, exist in another world known as the metaphysical world. So I wanted you to be aware so that when you're reading this stuff and you think Christian Science, oh, that's neat, that you at least have an idea. This is yet another religion, right up there with Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnessism, Adventistism, right along with those religions that begins in New England in the 1800s. And oddly enough, it was started by a woman who was thrice married in her 50s who experienced healing by her own profession. So, consider yourself just a tad more educated on this matter. If you have any comments or questions, please do listen. Please do post your comments and listen next time. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.